are listening to Music That Matters on KEXP. I'm Jen. I am the host, one of the hosts anyways, of Sonic Reducer, the punk hardcore show on Saturday nights, and I'm very happy to be doing this podcast. That last band that I just played, that was Downtown Boys from Rhode Island. That song was Monstro on their recently released LP, Full Communism. I can't get enough of this band. People get annoyed by how much I love them and won't stop talking about them, because seeing them play earlier this year was probably the most exciting thing I've seen in my 27 years of living. So, can't really top that. That's the first song. It's just gonna get more emotional from here for me. Let's keep it going. I've got some well-curated punk songs for you. Some hardcore. Some whatever. But let's keep it local. Here's a Seattle band called Lysol.
Yeah.
right back here. That last song we just heard, that was Dream Decay from Seattle with Ceiling Fan on the last record that they put out, Envy, 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 on Seattle label, Iron Lung Records. They will be having another album coming out soon, hopefully also on Iron Lung Records. We'll see about that. Sorry, the coffee is slowly kicking in this morning. This is a different time period for me. That song we had before was Coneheads with 1982 on the Canadian Cone cassette. That is a band from Northwest Indiana. I've never seen them play, but I have seen an entire line of punks just trying to get their LP. It was something I've never seen before, and I can see why. They make good songs. It's great. Before Coneheads, we had another Indiana band, CCTV, that was Paranoid on an EP that came out on Lumpy Records. Got to see that band play at Olympia Hardcore over the summer. Also very impressive to see live. Then we had Listen Lady from Seattle with Hey Listen on a 7-inch they put out late last year, I believe. And then, again, we had Lysol with Clean Living, another Seattle band built from the remnants of that other band, Freak Vibe. They're doing a lot right now, touring, currently on tour, going on many tours. That band will never stop touring, it feels like, and I don't want them to. I need them to spread their good Pacific Northwest message to the rest of the country. All right, up next, let's kind of switch gears. Let's listen to some hardcore. Here is Pure Disgust from Washington, D.C.
We'll be right back.
That was The Flex. Song's called The Flex. That band's from the UK. That is on a 7-inch called Scum on the Run. Always miss that band the two times they've come up here to the Pacific Northwest. But at least I got the records, right? That counts for something. Except for the experience I missed out on. That sucks. Boo. One day. UK ain't that far away. Before that, we had Long Knife from Portland. The song's called Negative Mental Attitude, and it's on record titled Possession. I'm happy there's a hardcore band from Portland still. I haven't seen people be happy about a band like that since maybe Poison Idea or something, which still plays shows, so don't discount that. But I did sound for Long Knife once at a bar, and I swear to God, that singer, well, very impressive to watch do his, like, thing around the stuff with the people in the band and things. Just a nightmare. Nightmare to do. Like chasing a cat. Like chasing a cat with a microphone. Just swirling around the bar. Ugh. Memories. Before that, we had Gloss with Outcast Stomp. That's on their demo, which is in multiple forms now. We have the cassette. We have the 7-inch, which is being repressed, as far as I know right now. It's a great little record. I love it. Comes with a zine. Oh, doing me proud in Olympia. Some of the members of that band are transplants from Boston that moved out to Olympia a year ago. And what an impact that band has had on my life, my friends' lives. It's just, there is not a band like that with such visibility and such a strong message, and it's such a treasure to have, to experience a show. I can only say wonderful things about Gloss, which, if you don't know what that stands for, it's Girls Living Outside Society's Shit. Couldn't have come up with a better name. It makes me so happy. And then before that, we had Pure Disgust with IDOYS. I don't owe you shit. Oh, I love the podcast. I can say things that I can't usually say on air. So this is nice for me. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, this is just very different than what I usually do. But I like it. I can swear. I can just meander on forever. Maybe I'm still keeping you into listening to me and playing these songs, which I'm trying to keep, like, you know, recent things that I've heard or seen around that have impressed me over the past calendar year. I'm trying to put together, like, best releases for 2015 right now, and sometimes I'm like, what the hell came out this year? And then I get to remember all the beautiful things that still exist in punk and hardcore. In contrast, all those jaded punks are just like, ah, man, I remember how it used to be. And, like, it's still great. It's even better. You could say that there's a lot more varied voices that are being given a platform in punk and hardcore that are allowed access to these spaces to exist within and to show people that there is more outside of just, like, a bunch of angry white dudes playing hardcore. Don't get me wrong. Love the ignorant stuff. I'm an intelligent person that loves ignorant music. But, you know, there's space, and you should make space for people outside of your zone, because this is the varied amount of music we get. It's awesome. Oh, I'm just meandering on now. But I've got some more songs left for you. Some local, some not so local, some far away. Here is Bosnia. We'll be right back.
look when she flipped me, but if she does, I see it on her all the way. And then I'll catch her on a Saturday, because Sundays, they get doses. Give me your fucking dose, bitch, man. You lost. I get her ordered.
That was Behavior from Los Angeles. That song's titled 78, and it's on a record coming out on Iron Lung called 375 Images of Angels. I think they'll also be playing or going on tour up to Seattle sometime in February of 2016. Before that, we had Flesh World from San Francisco Bay Area. That song's called Sturdy Swiss Hiker on an LP on La Vida Es Un Mus. Flesh World, again, another band that I saw and I cried is just the whole time I watched them play. Just such, and that's how I know something's good, is when it makes me cry. Maybe I'm too emotional, I don't know. But that's like my litmus test for what's good in the world, is if it moves me in such a way that I cry, because that's usually not my thing. I'm not a big crier by any means, but Flesh World, beautiful band. I love their shirts. I just love their shirts. And if you don't know what that means, maybe you too should check it out. Maybe it's your thing. I've just always wanted to mix my worlds of punk and like Tom of Finland and just get ripped shirtless men on a shirt that I can wear. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but in my mind it does. And then before that we had Bosnia with Hot Date. Bosnia is pretty much a solo project that will be fleshed out into a band, as far as I know. Main person in that is Ian from Health Problems. I know it's more of like a concept thing, but I don't know. I just want to see that happen live sometime, because I've really liked the songs. All the songs I played today, you should check them out. We had Downtown Boys, Lysol, Listen Ladies, CCTV, Coneheads, Dream Decay, Pure Disgust, Gloss, Long Knife, The Flex, and those last three. And thank you for putting up with me. Just listen to the music. You don't even have to listen to me talk, because talking to yourself in a room to be broadcast to other people, it's like a skill that I'm still working on. You got to be kind of crazy to be really great at talking to yourself. And I work on it every day here at 90.3 KEXP Seattle. Thank you. This was Music That Matters. I'm Jen from Sonic Reducer. And yes, bye.